Hello, everyone. Steve here with another episode of the Daily Aces podcast. This play is from WTA Poland. I'm just going to refer to it as Poland so I don't stuff up the pronunciation. It is a 1.5 unit selection on Alexandra Sasnovich at the money line against Katerina Kozlova. That is at $2.10 at Unibet currently, and it looks like it's north of $2 basically everywhere. This is a little bit of a sweet spot, I guess, in terms of taking a player who can show and deliver a relatively consistent level of tennis against a player who has previously dominated the head-to-head, for those who look at those things. I don't in this instance, because three of the four head-to-head meetings between these two were from 2014 or earlier, but also a little bit on recency bias, I guess, on recent form. I think Kozlova, although she did win 7-6, 6-2 in the first round here, didn't look overly convincing. Gave up more breakpoint opportunities compared to her opponent, and I think scraped over the line in the first set and then used experience, I think, to get the better of things in the second set. And I think probably a little bit too much has been read into Sasnovich's, you know, you could call them struggles, I guess, maybe over the last two matches, but it looked like things really clicked into gear in the second and third sets in her first round meeting as well. I think, and this is something I've spoken about, I think, a bit with Alex as well previously, Sasnovich is one of those players who, you know, in a way is almost a bit of a measuring stick, I think, for some other players, as to, you know, you're playing relatively well when you can beat a player like Sasnovich. I think although clay isn't her best surface, she does have the mix of court coverage and movement here that is something that is generally pretty difficult, I think, for Kozlova to overcome. I think when you look through Kozlova's wins over the last couple of weeks against Haas and Bogdan, There's not a lot that's really, I guess, filling me with a lot of confidence on the clay, even though she has earned more ranking points over the last 12 months on clay than Sasnovich. But I think the Belarusian here, based off what she was able to kind of flip and turn around and produce in what should have been a one-sided match from the get-go in round one. But I think also, you know, going back over her body of work, she's had some pretty tough matchups in some bigger tournaments on the clay, which has made things a little bit more difficult for her in terms of earning some points. I think she received the joy of facing Aryna Sabalenka in the second round at Roland Garros. But I think when you look at her game overall, you know, she's had wins over Zidanec on clay this year, obviously Zidanec making it to the final four of the French Open. And although she doesn't play a lot on the surface, I do think this matchup in particular for her isn't too bad. I think she'll be able to give Kozlova the runaround a little bit on the clay. And as I said, I think Kozlova, I think when you look at, as I said, the recent form from her on the surface, I just don't think, whilst I believe that her top level is, you know, marginally higher than Sasnovich in terms of what they can produce, I think it's Sasnovich's ability to remain at a level close to that top level for far longer that is what is appealing to me here at the underdog price in this particular matchup. I would actually have Sasnovich more so around that $1.80 mark. So, you know, when you look at the probability, you know, in terms of win probability here and the odds, you know, when you compare $1.80 to $2.10 here, it's a significant edge, I think, in the odds. I have been a little bit wary, I guess, coming down off Wimbledon, and I have kept the staking a little bit lower, but I think this looks to be suitable for a 1.5 unit selection. So just to repeat, that is a 1.5 unit selection in Poland on Sasnovich at the money line to defeat Kozlova. I'll try and have as many of these up as possible in the coming days and weeks. It'll probably be a very busy week next week, particularly with full coverage of the Olympics. But thank you to everyone who's tuned in and listened to these so far. There's been a really great response to them from myself and from John and from Alex. So as I said, if you do have, you know, the ability to support, like, subscribe wherever you're listening to this, that would be greatly appreciated, and keep viewing and listening to free content, because that's going to help, I guess, keep things free moving forward, and it'd be great to have your support moving forward with this project, which is the Daily Aces podcast. Good luck if following along, and gamble responsibly.